Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I do want to dive into our next topic quickly, but I want to put a button on our previous topic as well before I do that. Again, Big Ten Media Days here on the Ticket. You can find it on theticket.com. You can find it on all social media platforms, YouTube, podcast platforms, Amazon Prime, TV, radio, everywhere, et cetera, et cetera. Also, check out CarrickerChronicles.com. We're up to over 25 content contributors, people I've talked to, people I've vetted. They do a great, phenomenal job. It just keeps growing every day. Over 25 content contributors. That's writers, that's podcasts. We're going to be doing fan of the week things every week throughout the season. We're going to do Where Are They Nows. Okay. Joe Mixon is a guy who's been taking pictures for 30, 40 years. He's taken some of the most iconic pictures in Husker history, and he's got great connections to former Huskers and what they're doing now. So he's going to be helping us with that. Also, Andy Jurasek is going to be writing the articles as well. These are guys who do a great job, highly motivated. Glad they're part of CarrickerChronicles.com, a team. Final thought on what I was just talking about, because there's other things I'm excited to see. This college football playoff, okay, it's going to give us – so if you watch Josh Pate, okay, he does a great job. He just put out his college football playoff predictions in July. He even admitted, not too confident, probably going to change them before the season. But for right now, and one of the things that was interesting, he said for right now, I'm not even that confident in it, but we're going to have fun. He has Georgia as the 9 seed going up to play at Notre Dame. If you want to see those Southern teams play at Northern teams in December, guess what? That's going to happen now, okay? And you look at some of the teams that could potentially turn things around, okay? Look at, you know, could Nebraska turn things around and get to a college football playoff berth sometime in the next couple of years? I look at a team like Georgia's a monster now, but you remember they hadn't won a national title since 1982. They were honestly known as Florida's little brother for about 10, 15, maybe even 20 years. You look at Clemson, they hadn't won a title since 1980. All of a sudden, Dabo Swinney, who was seen as nothing more than a wide receivers coach, why is he the head coach? All of a sudden, is 2-1 versus Nick Saban in national title games, 2-2. All time versus Nick Saban, his alma mater in Alabama. Again, these are things down the road. We got to start by getting a winning record and beating teams that we should. But I'm excited to see who emerges out of these 12 to 14 teams that are going to be in the playoffs in the next few years. Who surprises us? Are there upsets? Does it end up just being boilerplate and it's always the top 2 to 4 teams that play in the national title game every year? I'm excited to see some of these Southern teams come play up north in December. I want to see snow everywhere. If Georgia plays at Notre Dame, or if there was ever, oh my gosh, Miami coming to Lincoln in December. Oh, when I was a kid, that would have been a dream come true. I want to see a freaking blizzard. That'd be awesome. There's a lot of exciting things I'm looking forward to beyond just what USC does. I just thought that segment with Colin and Joel, it's about a month ago. I just happened to see it early this morning. I thought it was quite entertaining. There's so many things to look forward to. I've actually been informed that our guest, Britt Prince, is joining us now. She's on hold, so we're going to bring her on. Okay, so if you're not aware, she's a 2-time Nebraska High School Player of the Year, her senior year. averaged a double-double, 27 points, 10.3 rebounds, 6.3 assists, and 3 steals per game. She led the state in scoring and assists, an Adidas All-American, led her team to 4 consecutive Class B championships. Also, multi-sport athlete, a 6-time Nebraska State track gold medalist, Miss Britt Prince. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm awesome. I appreciate you taking the time. So I'm curious, okay, because I know you're practicing, you're getting some ball in. What are you doing at this time of the year, okay, as you prepare for your freshman season to start, or your freshman year in school, your freshman season to start here in the next month or so?
Yeah, well, we've got, like, workouts, like skill workouts and some practices during the week, and then we got weightlifting and conditioning and stuff like that, and then we're also taking some summer classes too to kind of lighten the load during the school year. But yeah.
All right. So you said you chose, obviously you're a Husker, but you chose Nebraska because you grew up a Husker fan, have dreamed about playing for Nebraska ever since you were a little kid, and you believe the program is headed in a great direction and
yep.
have developed great, and you've developed great relationships with both players and coaches. So when you talk about developing relationships with players and coaches, who are some of those, I assume Coach Williams, but who are some of those coaches and players that you've gotten to know just a little bit as you enter the program here?
Yeah, I mean, like, Coach Williams was really big in my recruiting. Like, we called, like, every week and stuff like that. And, like, we've known each other for a while, too. So that's, like, really good. And then, honestly, just, like, getting to know the whole team has been really awesome. And they're all really great and super fun to be around and just like to work with each other and get better together. So it's been really fun so far.
What was it like for you watching them in the tournament this past year? Okay, they beat A&M. They're in the NCAA tournament. They're playing for the Big Ten championship, played a really great game against Iowa. As you're sitting there watching that, knowing you're about to join this program that's clearly on the rise, what were some of the thoughts that you had and how excited does that make you?
Oh, yeah, it was super fun. I mean, we would always be trying to follow along with every game, stuff like that. It's super cool to be able to watch them, you know, make a run and play really well in the Big Ten tournament, stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, it's been really fun. And, yeah, like I said, always been a big Husker fan, so it's my family. So it's super cool that I'm going to actually be able to, like, be the one on the court now. So, yeah.
Is there anybody, whether in college now or college of the past or WNBA now, that you kind of – you try to emulate your game after just a little bit?
I mean, I like to watch everyone. There's not really a specific, like, player that I try to model my game after, but, I mean, probably my favorite WNBA player is Sabrina, and then I like to watch Devin Booker a lot in the NBA and stuff like that, but, yeah.
So I've got 5 girls at home. Girls basketball is a big deal in my house. Okay.
Yeah.
So what advice, let's see, Addison's going into 8th grade, then I got a 6th grader, and then like 4th graders and a 1st grader. So I got some young ones in there too. But what advice would you give them, you know, as they're playing basketball and they're trying to do the best they can and develop and have fun in the process? What advice would you give them?
Yeah, I mean, I would say just stick with it. I mean, I feel like the longer you're in the gym, the better you're going to get. And I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot each day, but just like consistently getting in the gym, like working on a lot of skill work and like kind of perfecting your form is a big thing that my mom wanted me to do and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, we always did a lot of ball handling and like shooting in closer until I got strong enough to shoot threes and stuff. But I think just having a good work ethic and a good attitude towards the game is just going to help a lot.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I would have to assume that the basketball team there, the women's basketball team in Nebraska, has some, you know, expectations have probably been raised a little bit, some excitement for this season. You know, I feel like the program's headed in the right direction. I mean, you know, who knows what they could possibly even do better next year. You never want to, you know, it's July. You never want to get crazy with things. But what are kind of some of the expectations within the team and the coaches as you head into the upcoming season this fall and winter? I know it's early on in the summer. What's kind of some of the things the coaches have been preaching so far?
Yeah, I mean, we want to win. We want to win a Big Ten title. We want to make a run in the NCAA tournament, and that's just, yeah, that's kind of been our focus. Like, we just need to get better. We need to keep working hard every day and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So, obviously, the team's done a lot of things really well. You can always get better. What are some of the areas that the coaches have been trying to focus on as far as focused improvement going forward?
Obviously, like, I wasn't there last year and stuff like that, but, I mean, our meetings have just been a lot about always just, like, being accountable for, like, what we're doing, like, outside of team time, too, and just, like, bringing the energy every day to practice and stuff like that. Just keep getting better every day as a team. So, yeah.
Are there some leaders that are starting to emerge already as you're going through some of these workouts and conditioning and things of that nature? Like, who would be some of the leaders on the team at this point?
Done a good job of being good leaders. I mean, just like for us, like newcomers and stuff like that, just like, you know, like telling us where to be, like position wise and defense and stuff like that. And I mean, so the four seniors are really good leaders and stuff like that. And then we got Callan as a junior, and then the rest of us are kind of just like underclassmen. But the two sophomores or three sophomores are really good leaders too. I mean, but yeah, it's just been fun. Just everyone's really helpful, and the coaches too, and stuff like that. So it's been good.
It's pretty early on so far, but I'm always curious because some freshmen seem to feel comfortable. I mean, I've seen some freshmen walk right in the frickin' door, and they feel like they've been there for 4 years. And then some other freshmen, you know, it takes them a couple of months. Sometimes it takes an entire year to kind of acclimate. So far, how are you feeling so far very early on in this process going into your freshman year as far as being kind of comfortable with everything?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's gotten better at first. I mean, just getting used to things is going to be a little bit like, there's going to be bumps in the road and stuff like that. But I think all the freshmen and newcomers have done really well so far. Just like, they just throw us right in there, and we know the plays and we know the defense and all that kind of stuff. So it's been good. I mean, just having a lot of help from like our teammates and coaches and stuff like that too. But I feel like it's been going good.
For those who haven't had the opportunity to watch you play in high school up to this point, what would you say, like, some of the strengths of your game are, and what would you say are some areas that you'd still like to improve on?
Yeah, I mean, I would say my strengths would be, like, really, really athletic, really fast. I feel like I'm pretty versatile. Can play probably 1-3. I don't know, like to push the pace and throw it ahead in transition, stuff like that, and then you know, there's always room for improvement in every area, but I don't know, probably just always can get better from three and expanding my range probably too, stuff like that. Yeah.
So I'm curious because obviously you did a great job in track in high school as well. What would you say to those who, like, I'm a big proponent of multi-sport athletes. How much do you think track maybe helped you in basketball? And just being kind of a well-rounded athlete just kind of helps in general.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's something, my mom always preached too, is like multi-sport athletes just going to make you like a better basketball player. So, I mean, yeah, I could definitely, like, track just like mental toughness too. Like, track is hard, and like it really helps with your mental toughness, and like your legs get really strong and you're in really good shape. And just like, I mean, in high school, like having a break from like the one sport you put all your time in is good too, even though you're still going to be doing like some workouts during the week and stuff. But I mean, I think it's really good to like be a part of another team and not always be like the best player on the team or something like that. Like, it's good to get to know other kids and do other things. So, yeah.
All right. So I'm always curious to see what someone who's done track has to to say about this question. What is the tougher race, the 400 or the 800, in your opinion?
Yeah, that's tough. Well, this past year, I think the 800 was harder, honestly, because it's like a sprint for two laps. I mean, the 400 is at least only one lap, but yeah, the 800 is really hard.
So I never did track. I was football, basketball, baseball growing up. Anything over 40 yards sounds incredibly long to me.
Yeah.
That's just me personally. It's like, oh, if it's 50 yards, God, that seems like forever. It's never going to end. So it all seems very impressive to me. Although, random story, in sixth grade, my dad would not let me play football, and I actually did cross country for 1 year. And I look back on that, and that still blows my mind, because there's no way I would do that now. But anyways, I digress.
Well, I did that. Yeah, I did that my first 3 years of high school, and then I was hurt my senior year. But yeah, it's like I look back too, and I'm like, whoa, did I actually do that? It's hard work. But yeah.
It's very impressive stuff to me. And a lot of like gymnastics, the strength that they display there, the balance of coordination is very impressive. When I look at other sports, there are certain sports that just stick out to me and I find very impressive. And I find the 400 and the 800 to just be really impressive in track. Because like you said, like in the 800, you're running a half mile at basically a dead sprint. Half that race is just pure guts. Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right, one last basketball question here and then I'll let you get out of here. I appreciate your time going into your freshman year. Do you have like a set of personal goals that you'd be comfortable with sharing, or what's like a goal of yours going into your freshman year? If you have like one goal you'd be willing to share with the fine folks at home.
Well, I mean, obviously my goal is to try and help the team in any way that I can, help them win some games. Hopefully, I mean, you know, I just want to do like whatever I can to help the team win and help the program get better and stuff like that. But
okay, well, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me, and ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, get a home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.